Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Charities by Catherine Billsborough. A charity is a non-profit making organisation that raises money for people in need. These days there are thousands of charities around the world, and it is possible to donate money to help people, animals and places. The RSPCA, Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, was the first organisation dedicated to the well-being of animals anywhere in the world. In England and Wales alone, the RSPCA employ more than 300 inspectors, whose job it is to investigate reported cruelty to animals. The SPCA was set up in London in 1824. At this time, it was considered strange that people should care about cruelty to animals. They were regarded as either food, transport, or sport. In 1840, Queen Victoria gave the organisation permission to be called a Royal Society, the RSPCA. These days, there are almost 200 branches in the UK. The RNIB, Royal National Institute of the Blind, is the UK's leading charity for the blind. Sight loss is one of the most common disabilities in the UK, with over 1 million people suffering from either partial or total blindness. The RNIB challenges the disabling effects of sight loss by providing information and offering practical services to help people lead as normal a life as possible. The organisation also works on the underlying causes of blindness, working towards its prevention, cure, or alleviation. The RNIB have centres all over the UK. TBG, Tidy Britain Group, is an independent national charity fighting to improve the quality of the local environment. They aim to make people more aware of the negative effects of litter, dog fouling, graffiti and vandalism, and to get everyone involved in doing their bit to keep Britain clean. The work of the TBG is done mainly through campaigning. Volunteers work closely with councils and businesses to organise educational programmes designed to raise awareness of the problems. The TBG's sister organisation, Going for Green, concentrates on pollution issues. The two groups share premises and have the same chief executive. MenCap is a charity which is dedicated to fighting against discrimination towards those people who suffer from any kind of learning disability. Most of MenCap's work is campaigning. People with learning disabilities are disadvantaged because of discrimination and lack of funding of community care. MenCap raises awareness by working at local, national and European levels to raise the profile of those issues that affect people with learning disabilities. It also provides services of education, housing and employment, as well as support and advice for families and carers of sufferers. Every Child is a relatively new charity, which was created when two existing organisations, the CCFGB, the Christian Children's Fund of Great Britain, and the ECT, European Children's Trust, decided to merge in 1983. The organisation works with children, families and communities in 12 countries. The organisation believes that every child has the right to grow up and develop to their full potential in a secure, safe family environment, free from poverty and exploitation. Every Child identifies the needs of a particular community and then sets up sustainable projects to ensure that children in these communities have basic rights such as healthcare, education, social services and community development. Every Child sets up the projects so that they are self-running. The organisation then moves on to new projects, leaving things in the hand of locals.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.